but right now we turn our sights to the Milwaukee Bucks. Tough one on Friday night against a Wizards team that, for all intents and purposes, the Bucks are just better than. And they let one get away, and then they bounce back with a win over the Atlanta Hawks yesterday. To talk more about it, Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Steve, how you been, buddy?
I've been good. I've been good. How are you guys? Just got back, like you said, from a little three-game trip, and it went well.
Getting 2 out of 3, not a bad way to go. They, like I said, the loss on Friday night, a little bit disappointing, but they get a chance again tonight to get right back at it. But talk about this Bucks team in the sense that, you know, are they doing exactly what you thought they would do, or are they overachieving right now? And give me your thoughts as to how this team is.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think from the start of this, to start the season, and now to look back, I think they've definitely exceeded, I think, my expectations and probably most people's. I think really because when a new coach comes in and you've added 4 new guys, you just kind of expect there to be, I don't know, a little bit of, you know, you take your lumps, or, you know, you hear the, oh, we're just trying to get the chemistry figured out and it takes time. But really, I mean, there really wasn't that. You know, it was like preseason started and they were playing well, winning all the games in preseason, it seemed like. And, you know, for the last 2 weeks, pretty much having the best record in the NBA. I think Toronto's got them at this point by a little bit. But, I mean, they've come together quickly. And I think Coach Bud, you know, hiring him in the summer was clearly the right decision. I think a big credit to John Horst to, you know, you just look at these things and you go, did they make the right decision, wrong decision? And I think, I mean, there's no doubt that he's got this team on the same page and playing the right way.
The way, when you talk about playing the right way, the way he has used his lineups at time, I mean, Giannis obviously is the straw that stirs the drink, but Middleton, Bledsoe, both have really come on. I know Middleton struggled for a little while with his shooting. He seems to be a little bit better. Brogdon has played significant minutes and a significant role. Brook Lopez was a terrific pickup. But you're getting it from everybody. That's the one thing that's been amazing. Pat Connaughton, for a while, he was kind of that Darvin Ham spark plug. And then all of a sudden, he ended up with an injury. And then you get Sterling Brown, who gives you quality minutes. It seems like Thon Maker coming off the bench. Seems like everybody's contributed.
They have. And I think, you know, Coach Bud, he does as good a job as anyone I've seen. I think he learned it from Coach Popovich, how to involve everybody, how to keep not only like the players, every guy top to bottom involved and understanding how valuable they are and that they're going to be needed, but also that he respects each guy. He knows what they're capable of. He doesn't think like, oh, we have an 8-guy rotation and the other 7 of you guys aren't that good. Like, that's not his approach, and it's the same with his coaching staff. His top assistant all the way to the guys in the film room are given respect and responsibility, and, you know, the guys in the film room work with the guys on the court because he knows they want to be coaches one day. And I think it's the same with this team. Like you said, you see Sterling Brown going in, you know, he's scoring double digits, it seems like, every game, having big third quarters. And you know, DJ Wilson, same thing. It's like he's out there making big plays. And so I think keeping those guys involved is why the Bucks have not lost 2 games in a row. There's always someone to step up.
Now, we knew Golden State would really start to pour it on once they get everybody back and healthy and they start to really kind of get their scoring machine empowered. But the Bucks, at this point in the season, as we sit here on the 14th of January, still the top scoring team in the NBA. What, in your opinion, has made the difference?
I think the balance that they've played with is the difference. I think, you know, Giannis is better this year than he was last. I think everyone expected that. Not that it's to be taken for granted, but he gets better every year, and he is. You know, and I think last year, as a three-point shooting team, the Bucks were below mediocre. They weren't making a lot of shots, and they just put 5 guys, it seemed like, on Giannis. So what was going to happen, and I think what Coach Bud did and why they're playing so good, is their three-point shooting. They're second in the league in three-pointers made. Giannis is scoring 18 points a game in the paint, by far the most in the NBA. And they've been a top-5 defensive team all year long. So I just think the balance that they have is absolutely the best the best balance in the NBA right now in terms of top to bottom, and you know, like you said too, guys off the bench contributing. So that's why they're scoring the ball. That's why they're winning, is they've got balance, they've got consistency, and they've been, you know, very, very healthy.
Talking with Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst and Fox Sports Wisconsin. You and I talked last year right after Jason Kidd got fired, and we were discussing all the things that Jason wanted to instill in them, and that he was talking about discipline, and guys had to work harder and get into the gym more and be more fundamentally sound. And I kind of said, look, it may not have been the right way to go about it, and guys got kind of tired of it. They got beat on. But it seems like some of the fundamental things that were ingrained in them, once that cloud lifted and Budenholzer said, just go play and go have fun and go let it fly, it seems like they still have the fundamentals. As you mentioned, they're playing really good defense. They're getting steals. They're getting blocks. Hell, I think they're in the top three, as a matter of fact, in blocks per game this season. So they're doing things right. It just seems like once you're kind of allowed to play and everything becomes fun again, all those things that were instilled in them are coming to the surface just in a different way.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. I mean, I think that, you know, the Bucks last year were a good defensive team. I mean, they, you know, at stretches of the season were, you know, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and then at other times they were definitely getting cooked, and it wasn't as good. And so I think that it was last year more in flashes where you saw, like, okay, well, you know, Tony Snell is a very good individual defender, and Giannis is a very good individual defender. I think Coach Bud absolutely connected those dots this year, and in terms of the team scheme, has these guys very connected, and Coach Bud's system defensively is different than Jason. Jason was more aggressive in coverages. There were more game-to-game adjustments, which I do think as a player, it makes it more difficult. You can be really good if you have a group that, you know, can adjust, but I think in terms of consistency and over the course of a season, the way Coach Bud is doing it allows the guys to not have to overthink too much on individual coverages. And, you know, they're confident that if they did it last game, they can do it again. They know their jobs and their roles. So they're very good individually. And I think the way he's connected them as a group is why you're seeing them be a top five defensive team all year.
What has made this team better from the outside shooting? Just for the fact that he took the reins off?
I think, you know, Brooke Lopez has been enormous, enormous.
Right.
I think not only the fact that he's making shots, but the guy who's guarding him is having to come out, who's obviously most times a five-man, having to come out and guard Brooke, because if they don't, he's going to make shots. If they do, the five-man is now not in the paint, not in the way of Bledsoe or Giannis or those guys. And so, you know, I just think that the three-point shooting that the Bucks added, Brooke Lopez, Ersan, those guys have been huge, Pat Connaughton at times, is working because they have better shooters and because Giannis is still the number one threat. Scoring at the basket in the restricted area is still the number one threat if you're playing the Bucks. So they're trying to stop Giannis going, that's the main thing. And if that's the main thing, then there's going to be some open threes, and they've added some makers. So there's, honestly, when you play the Bucks right now, there's a lot of pressure on you as the other team. Like, what do we take away? Because Giannis can give you 40 points. Brooke can give you 7 threes. Middleton can give you 25 points. So can Brogdon. So it's, you know, that's why they've been at the top of the league all year. Defenses haven't really been able to figure it out.
Hey, I want to ask you, because the Bradley Center's roof comes down, and we all know that the Bradley Center carries a lot of memories for a lot of people, but you played there. You obviously had a ton of success there. Any specific memory sticks out when you think about the Bradley Center?
Oh, that made me so sad yesterday, seeing that. It's just, what I think is, you know, you love the Fiserv Forum. It's amazing, and it has nothing to do with the sadness that happens when you see the Bradley Center roof come down. And I think it reminds me of when people would say, every time I got traded, people would say, you know, are you sad to leave, you know, wherever you're leaving? And you're like, yes, I'm so sad to leave. You know, I have friends and my teammates, and it was like family. And they're like, well, but are you excited to go where you're going next? And you're like, yes, I'm excited to go into the new team and whatever. And so it's, you feel both those things. You know that the Fiserv Forum is the greatest there is right now. But at the Bradley Center, I grew up watching the Bucks, and so, you know, that's that special place where me, every other person who lived in Milwaukee, went to a Bucks game, and you felt that aura, that special NBA feeling when you saw Ray Allen, or you went to a game in 2001 when they were, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I think watching those guys there is and playing at Marquette, obviously, are my special memories. But I think for me, the sadness comes more from, you know, just knowing that that was a place that I grew up watching the Bucks play is now gone.
You know, it's interesting because you had some pretty big moments there as a player. And it's more so the memories of being a kid, which is kind of neat. I mean, I saw J.J. Watt's post yesterday as well when he talked about going and seeing Bucks games and hockey games, Admiral hockey games and such, and you know, Admirals won a Calder Cup there and everything. But interesting, because you had some big moments, dude. I mean, you know, as a player with Marquette, you had some big threes from that place.
Yeah, no, you're right. But, you know, and thinking about it, you know, since the Bradley Center's closed, I think that really was, for me, what it represented was my childhood NBA memories, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, playing there at Marquette, I mean, I don't want to minimize that. I played there for 4 years. It was, like, just a wonderful place to play. We had our team pregame meals in that arena where you just kind of bond and you're with your guys. And, you know, I think that I was able to, you know, that was the stage I was able to first really, I think, prove myself, you know, to the world. And so, you know, I think back to – you know, some games like our first Big East game when we beat UConn, I had my best personal game there. But there's no question the Bradley Center for me, I think, it when I played there at Marquette, it already represented for me a really special place because I think of the memories that now I think are being created in Pfizer form for my kids. So I realized that, you know, more memories to be made, but you kind of want to go over to the Bradley Center and take some debris and just go put it in your house.
Right, no doubt. Great stuff, Steve. Look forward to doing the show with you again this year. I know the Milwaukee Basketball Hour is going to be back again this year. I think it starts next week, if I'm not mistaken. But it's going to be great to see you again. Hopefully all is well. We'll continue to talk some Bucks winning basketball, okay?
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. It's